Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just 6 fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Kings Hawaiian wants you to Slider Sunday. There are only two things that you need to do it your way. That perfect slider. First, start with King's Hawaiian rolls and slider buns, since the best sliders always start with King's Hawaiian. Second, there's no wrong way to make a slider. Whatever combination you want, you're going to have the perfect slider. So, Slider Sunday your way. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local grocery store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and slider buns. Do it your way and enjoy.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
He said they're doing great work in the back.
They are.
Sorry about that.
Those guys.
The rim shot.
They're doing great work. The big German is here. Dylan, Alan, the IT, Marvin, and Rob, the intern. That's it. And you there at home, if you're watching or listening, doing both, we appreciate you joining us. Yes, Paul?
Just to give people an idea of what we do here, Alan, the IT guy, who also does a lot of technical stuff with the radio.
That would
side.
Be the IT part of his job.
But he also does some radio stuff. I look in the break. It is raining sideways. The wind's about 35 miles an hour. It's not a monsoon, but it's monsoon-ish outside. And Alan's outside on the smoker cooking some brats.
I said, hey, I need to defrost these sausages. And I said, how do I do it? He goes, well, I can go outside. I said, no, it's bad weather. He goes, no, I'll fire up the Traeger. So he's out there. And he looks like, that newscaster who's holding on to the lamppost while there's, a tornado or hurricane. That's what he's doing. But, hey, I needed some food. And he's fired up the Traeger there. So I appreciate that. We will give you our best and worst of the weekend. That'll be coming up. A lot of fun this weekend watching CBS with Phil and Tiger reminiscing about winning the Masters. I thought Tiger yesterday was great, great entertainment and really insightful of what you're thinking in the moment. And to let Tiger, Tiger to allow us in, that was pretty good. Drew Brees going to NBC. I don't know when. I was told that he was going to play one more year and then he was going to NBC. And ESPN was involved. Fox was involved. I thought he was going to take the Monday night job. And, if you're going to do that, then you're not going to be playing this year. Because it feels like ESPN's got to do something on Monday night. Feels like they have to make a change. Well, are you going to make a temporary change? You can't get into, let's make another change and then another change here. And then I started to wonder about Drew Brees. He'll be in the studio with Rodney and Tony and Mike Tirico. But are they grooming him to eventually take over for Chris Collinsworth? Well, Collinsworth is 61. He's not going anywhere. At least I don't think so. Al Michaels, I think Al will do the Super Bowl in Los Angeles, and then Mike Tirico will take over the play-by-play duties. But I think that'll be by choice, that Al wants to be able to do that Super Bowl in Los Angeles, a home game for him, and then maybe that's all he's going to do. I think Mike Tirico is going to do some games on Sunday night, so maybe Al doesn't do a full schedule. Tirico will do some of those games and then eventually move into that seat and work with Chris Collinsworth. I don't know if Drew Brees is... I think you have the luxury of having Drew Brees there that maybe 4 or 5 years down the road, you could put him in the booth if Chris Collinsworth decided he didn't want to do it anymore. But Collinsworth's at the top of his game, and so is Al. But those were things that I was wondering about with Breeze. I was told that, you know, if he was going to be the backup to Peyton Manning, if they didn't get Peyton Manning, well, they didn't get Romo, Peyton Manning, then they were looking at Drew Breeze. Could you convince Drew Breeze? If the Saints weren't this good, I think you could have gotten Drew Breeze for Monday Night Football. But if I'm Drew Breeze, one more Super Bowl would be huge for his legacy. Huge. The team's too good to walk away. And, you know, he's playing at a good level. Not a great level, but a good level. And is that level enough for this team to win a Super Bowl this year? Drew already has his, you know, future broadcast job, and that's with NBC. So you've taken care of that. Because there's only so many jobs. There's a lot of people, but there's only so many of those jobs. If you get one, a coveted job, hold on for dear life. And I understand why Jason Witten, you know, decided to retire and take Monday night. He wasn't ready for that, but we found that he wasn't ready for retirement either. I mean, retirement's forever. You know, that's the thing. When you retire from football, that's it. And then all of a sudden you go, you know, I'm 36 and that's it. I think he looked around and said, this isn't something I do well. And let me go back and play. Now he's with the Raiders. So I don't know when, you know, if he'll get back into this. Jay Cutler's bored to death. I mean, just watch Very Cavallari and you'll realize, but maybe that's what he wants to do because they're, you know, Fox is looking at, well, what do we do? Charles Davis just got promoted. Dan Fouts was let go by CBS. You know, there's movement in this little world, but if you get one of those coveted jobs, hold on for dear life. And Drew Brees in the studio, three analysts. Okay. I mean, you look at the other pregame shows. I wanted more from, you know, less people. Then I got to go to you and then go to you and then go to you. Like, I have to get everybody's opinion on something, and I don't think that's great TV. As much as Drew would be great to tune in to see and listen to, sometimes you have to acquiesce to everybody in there, and not everybody has a great point. Yeah, Paul.
Isn't ESPN and Monday Night Football in a weird position? Because if they would have got Romo or Breeze or Manning, they could have changed the entire booth this year.
Yeah.
Now they may have to go into another year with the status quo, with the guys they have, and hope to try it again next year with a Breeze or a, not, and he's off the table, or a Manning or something like that.
I think you might be able to get Philip Rivers, and I think Philip Rivers would be pretty good there, but you can't go, okay, we're not going to bring back Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland, so we're going to put in Dan Orlovsky, Louis Riddick, and Steve Levy. Okay, but then you do that for 1 year, and then are you going to make a change again if somebody comes available? I mean, I'd be curious if you put in Levy, Orlovsky, and Louis Riddick, who I do like. Their stars have risen, and I think they have sharp commentary. And Levy is, you know, very good at landing the planes there. But, you know, they try too hard. They tried too hard with Monday Night Football. You know, you put in Dennis Miller, and as funny as Dennis is, you have to set him up. They were trying to create Howard Cosell, Don Meredith, and Frank Gifford, and you can't. You can't. It's like, you know, SportsCenter was trying to recreate what Oberman and I did. You can't. You create something different, and maybe it's better, but you can't create that. It just happens. You can't create Dick Vitale. You can't create Chris Berman. You have to develop other talent. And Monday Night Football, and a lot of it's luck. You just stumble into it. Hey, we got to have Tony Kornheiser in there. As brilliant as Tony is, he wasn't good in the booth. And then you bring in Jaws because Tony likes working with Ron Jaworski. It just doesn't work. And then Mike Tirico is trying to set them up. You're trying to call a game and have somebody just interject. I mean, that's why Romo works, because Jim Nance doesn't have to set him up. He jumps in, jumps out. Chris Collinsworth jumps in, jumps out. But if I have to set you up, like it's Night at the Improv, that's really hard to pull off. And Dennis Miller is very bright and knows football, but it just felt like you kind of went to him because you were forced to go to him, and the same with Tony Kornheiser. Just put somebody in there who does the game and does it well. Does it correctly, that's all. I think we'd get to the point where we'd go, that's it, I'm good. Just do it correctly. Do it right. No bells and whistles. You know what makes for a great broadcasting team? Great games. That helps. That helps. You can add to a game. Sometimes you can subtract from a game as well. All right, phone calls coming up. Adam Sandler will join us as well. Best and worst of the weekend. We got a winner on Fritzy's scoreboard. We do this every day where Fritzy puts up numbers here, home and away, and then we give away DP show gear. Sean Pearson, Oregon, the big winner. And the numbers were 1 and 11, and they have to do with animals. Is that right, Todd?
Animals or animal.
Animal.
If that helps.
Okay. Do you want to give another hint here, since we do have a winner?
Bad technology broadcast.
Okay. Animals. Animal. This in the horse game.
There you go. You got the animal part.
I got the animal part.
Now 1 and 11. Is that a score? Is that jersey numbers? Is it the outcome of one of the games of horse?
I only watched a little bit.
Chauncey Billups upsetting Trey Young 1 over 11.
All right. Yeah, that didn't turn out the way I think Paulie envisioned. They rushed it. We wanted social media. We didn't want it to be televised. If you got all these guys involved in it, and you needed other guys involved, if you had Damian Lillard, you had LeBron James in there, to me that would have been a little bit better. And we had Lillard on, and he said he'd like to do it, but social media would have been better than just trying to broadcast it that way. And I hope Trae Young gets a phone deal. You know, we got to hook him up because I don't know what he was using, like a sidekick or something, but that was not, technology-wise, that was not pristine. Yes, Paulie?
You also learn the difference in what the players make for their careers playing the WNBA versus the NBA. Mm. Mike Conley has a home gym that looks like the Lakers practice facility. Yeah. And then Tamika Catchings, she's got like a two-car garage and a hoop outside, like a normal house.
Yeah, just like the rest of us. They could have held it, I could have taken part in this with the man cave that we have here. I got a home court advantage here. That'd have been nice. All right, best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'll start with you.
Best of the weekend, Ronda Rousey lighting up WWE fans. I don't know if you saw some of these quotes. She was on a show called Wild Ride with Steve-O. Rather spend time with the family. Bleeping ungrateful fans don't appreciate her. But at the end of the day, I was like, bleep these fans, dude. I'm going to just spend time with my family. My worst of the weekend, Oil Lord Colby K passing away at the age of 25, suffered a brain bleed earlier in the week. So thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, I don't understand the Ronda Rousey thing. I think, isn't she the villain? Doesn't she understand that you get booed because you're the villain? Like, is she in character here by yelling at the fans? I'm not sure. I forgot about Ronda Rousey. We moved on from that. But I don't watch wrestling, but when I saw that she was upset with the fans, you get booed if you're doing your job as the heel. I'm guessing. I don't know. McLovin, best and worst.
Yes, obviously the debut of the show Belgravia on Epix, which is the follow-up to Downton Abbey. It is some saucy Victorian action, Dan. Saucy. Worst is going to be Paul Pierce's effort in horse against Zach LaVine. I have never seen it. Like, Zach LaVine, with just college, hit the backboard on a layup and Pierce couldn't even get there. It was tough.
I was waiting for a wheelchair to come out and get Paul Pierce and take him off the floor. Yeah, Paul.
See, but that was the problem with the entire competition. You put a guy who's a dunk contest champion against a retired NBA player. They can't do the same moves. But if you had Damian Lillard against Victor Oladipo, they could do similar moves.
Yeah, but Paul Pierce, at my age, I could do what Zach LaVine did, where you throw it off the backboard and then you score.
But he was tapping it off the backboard. Like, you got to tap it on one side, bring it around, and throw the ball in.
Yeah. Well, they should have taken away anything that was in 3 feet of the basket. Maybe that would have helped Paul Pierce there. Seton O'Connor Jr. III.
Yeah, my worst of the weekend was horse, but we just sort of went over that. Except for my favorite part of horse was actually the seasickness that came with it, or motion sickness, because the cameras were just sort of like, wah.
Just like yours is right now.
This is crazy. Oh, look, I'm going to shoot this.
Well, Trae Young was shooting. He had degree of difficulty because it was windy. At least I think it was, but it was really some shoddy camera work there.
My best dish for the weekend, in that I'll give it a really solid effort, was SNL this weekend, trying to go Zoom, There were some pretty good moments in that. And I really liked going to Tom Hanks to do the opening monologue. It was pretty good.
Yep. And Sandman had a song as well. He'll join us coming up. Paulie, best and worst.
Best of the weekend, Jim Nantz and Tiger Woods.
Hello,
while walking through the Masters last year. Tiger was unbelievable memory. He was talking about Francesco Molinari on the 12th hole where Molinari puts it in the drink. And Tiger was telling, all of a sudden this little breeze comes in and the breeze is coming towards our faces. And I look at my caddy and I look back at the guys teeing off. I'm like, boy, this could go the wrong way. I'm glad I'm not teeing off first. And Molinari puts it in the water and they didn't want to react. You don't want to react, but inside you're like, Tiger was saying, I'm celebrating in my head. Like I got an opening here. Worst of the weekend, the XFL shuttering the doors. It does not look like it's going to ramp back up next year. Bad timing, but you have the AAF, the AAF going bad last year, and then the XFL going bad this year.
Yeah, I don't see somebody trying to do one of these leagues anytime soon, but the XFL suspended operations on Friday afternoon, and it doesn't look like there's a plan for it to come back. And unlike the American Alliance of Football, the XFL appeared to be on solid footing. It seemed like it had a better plan. It was better run. You know, the AAF did not have a good infrastructure there. But, you know, like other businesses, couldn't survive the pandemic here. And probably is the end of the XFL. And it'll go down as an admirable experiment, but much better than the He Hate Me version. That was back in 2001. I like the in-game interviews. I thought that that was interesting. I like the open communications. And I think that that's something that the NFL certainly monitored, and I don't know if you can implement that. But, you know, the truth is spring football is always going to be challenging. Now, the USFL had success back in the 80s because they paid big stars to play in the USFL. But that couldn't last because they had a quicker timetable where they wanted to challenge the NFL or have some teams get absorbed by the NFL. Because I looked at the USFL the way I did the ABA. They did some fun things, and you had some star power, and I thought a couple of those teams were going to be brought into the NFL. But, you know, a three-year window, you know, you want to speed this up because everybody wants to make their money or get their money back. But the two experiments failed, and I'm sure one day somebody else will try. I know that we love football, but we like good football. And if you have something that's a feeder system, and it looked like the XFL had figured that out. They maybe had that silent partnership with the NFL. They had networks who were carrying the games and paying them. That was another thing. The AAF didn't get money from their TV partners. It's like, hey, here's some content to fill. And that was it. Whereas the XFL, Vince McMahon put a lot of money into this. And I'm wondering, do you try it again? Did you see enough? Was it successful? I think that would be the question I would ask if I'm Vince McMahon and I walk into my soldiers and say, was this successful? And if you get a partnership with the NFL, then you're gold. You know, you're great. I mean, we don't go out of our way to watch the CFL, and the CFL is better football than the XFL. But, you know, it's like, oh, we got to have football and more football. I love watching the CFL. It's entertaining. But I don't hear people go, CFL's been around for decades. And it's a better quality, better product. But I don't hear anybody saying, hey, got to watch CFL. XFL, we're going to watch. We don't even know these players. You at least have established stars in the CFL. But nobody goes out of their way to go, boy, I got to watch the CFL. For some reason, the novelty of the XFL, all right, we're going to watch. And then some of the things that they did, the innovations, all right, I applaud them. But it wasn't, you know, must-see TV. Not at all. All right, we'll take a break. Poll question, McLovin. And by the way, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, our artist, the street artist, Arcee, will come in. He did all the beautiful murals in the man cave. Back in the field house. And we're going to change over Tom Brady to Creamsicle Tom. I got a Patriots presentation on Tom Brady there. Beautiful artwork. We're going to change it over, put him in a Tampa Bay Creamsicle uniform. Yes, McLovin.
Okay, the Hour 2 poll was, which quarterback would you be more excited to draft? 51% like Justin Herbert over Tua.
Yeah, yeah. I still like the upside of Tua. Like, you know, there's a fascination with that, but man, with those injuries follow you. I know that And Justin Herbert, I believe, is pretty clean here. We've seen this. Albert Breer came on, and he ran down a list of quarterbacks injured in college and got injured in the pros. Like, it follows you. And that would be the biggest concern I have with Tua. Is this something where you're going to be injury prone? Or is this an aberration? That's the big question I have. But I don't buy into this. He's throws better than Dan Marino or Aaron Rodgers, or he's the next Drew Brees. He's not. And that's not fair to compare him to those guys, because he's not the next Drew Brees. And he doesn't throw better than Aaron Rodgers or Dan Marino. And certainly not Dan Marino when he came into the NFL. 20 after the hour, Adam Sandler will join us coming up next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We love it when we see an athlete reach their full potential and perform at the highest level. You should expect no less when it comes to your car's engine. Using lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that can build up over time and stop it from running at peak level. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Premium gasoline, it removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors, while also protecting against future buildup in one of the most critical parts of the engine, the fuel injector. This frees up the flow of fuel so you'll get optimal burn for peak performance and a rejuvenated, cleaner engine. You're giving your car the best conditions to stand up to whatever that day-to-day drive is going to be like and come through like a champ. So help your car reach its fuel potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Download the Shell app today. Fuel up at Shell. The original light beer, 1975, Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. You can't debate it.
I would try it.
No, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Adam Sandler joining us on the program. Where are you right now?
Hello?
Sandman.
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm in my room.
Wait. what is your room?
Well, The home has several rooms, and every room I consider my room. I'm in my room.
How big is your house?
It's, look. It's bigger than I thought at the first time I looked up in a while. It's huge.
Are there rooms you haven't been in yet?
Yeah.
It's that big?
That's, I have a room that I see with a relative. I don't enter. You know what I'm saying, Danny?
Can you work it from home? Like, what are you doing now?
Yes. You know what, Danny? I don't work well from home because the children are around. So whenever I start getting the flow going, I hear somebody screaming at each other, and I stop and I go up. I go, what the hell is happening there? And then she pushed me or whatever. And then I go back to thinking of some of my great jokes. And then I just I can't lock it down. I'm in a bad mood ever. I'm like, damn, those kids.
Are you watching movies or shows?
Yes, yes.
What are you watching?
Last night we watched a Steve Martin movie. We keep throwing on different movies. I keep showing old movies that I grew up with, and half of the time it works. Time I get, you like this? You know? How about you, Danny? You've been watching a lot of movies?
Yeah, I have. Well, no, I've actually been watching some TV shows. I watched Ozark. I watched. I'm watching this documentary on Sunderland, the soccer stuff. It's a Premier League. Well, they used to be in the Premier League, but it's a documentary, Sunderland Till I Die, which is pretty good. So I watched Ozark, Fleabag. Have you seen Fleabag?
I don't know Fleabag. I know it's, everyone loves it. I got to see it.
Oh, my God. That woman is spectacular.
I heard. My wife loves it. I got to see this. And this man kind of misses a lot of stuff. I got to see that out. Fleabag, I'll watch. I what else? I know, Zarka, I'm going to watch that, too.
Do you have – can you step outside? Because your phone is a little spotty here. What's
– It's not working?
It's a little spotty here.
Okay, let me go into another
– Go out to one of your verandas or decks.
No, I'm out on the ski slope now. I got a ski slope. Yeah, that Schwarzenegger gave me that joke one time. I was doing Letterman.
Wait, you're crapping out there, too.
Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. Okay, how about this? Is this better?
Well, it is for right now, the first 5 seconds.
Okay, hang on, let me stay. Sit, still. Okay, there it is. Yeah, maybe it's bad perception out here.
Okay. Where's the...
Okay, so...
Okay, you're... All right, we'll try that. You're good.
Thank you, Danny. Sorry about that.
Okay. And then I saw the songs that you did. You did Quarantine Song and Dutch Don't Touch Grandma with Jimmy Fallon.
The Quarantine Song is Dan Bula who plays.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So I called Danny Bula up and I said, I've been getting a lot of requests for songs, and I said, you got any ideas? And 2 days later, the guy sends me that sucker. That's called a good friend.
And then Don't Touch Grandma?
That was Jimmy Fallon's. Him and his writers wrote that and sent it to me. Yeah, that was fun.
Let me let the audience hear just a little bit of Don't Touch Grandma. Anything you want to say in setting this up?
Yeah, we had to record it separately. And and I was supposed to turn and look at Jimmy in the song. When I turn, I turn and I look at nobody because he looked the same way as me. So, that's the only negative part, but the rest was great.
All right.
Thank you, Jimmy Fallon, for writing that sucker.
Fallon can do a lot of impersonations of musicians. Like he does you. He does Neil Young, I think Springsteen.
Yeah.
Do you think
yeah.
that Fallon could record... Has he ever thought of recording an album of these artists that he imitates?
Absolutely. Yeah, he could crush that. But he basically has. He's done so many on the show, they could just put a compilation together. And, he's pretty serious when it comes to impressions, man.
Oh, man, yeah. Man. Yeah, he's good. But if you were going to be quarantined with any comedian, who would you want to be quarantined with?
100% Norm MacDonald.
Oh, really? Why? Yeah. Why?
Well, because we've done it before. We've done it before. He thought an atom bomb was coming one week. So we stayed in a condo together, and he kept going, not yet. Stay low.
Well, wait a minute. He actually thought it was the end of the world?
No.
Oh, no, okay.
But no, I think I'd have fun with Norm MacDonald. I think we get along good together. We're good kind of roommates. We give and take, you know?
Yeah, he's pretty funny. Who would be tough to be quarantined with of all the comedians?
Let's see. That's a good question. David Spade would be the moodiest. He'd be the funniest one second, and then the next second he'd be like, you know, that's my toast. And I'd say, I wasn't eating it. It's Passover. And he'd say, what's Passover? And then I'd have to explain it again.
Well, plus there's no women around, too, so he'd be in a bad mood because of that as well.
That's true. That's true, man.
Did you ever work with, now I just forgot his name. Dave Chappelle. Yep. Did you ever do anything with Chappelle?
No, but we might do something someday. Chris Rock's been talking to me about doing a movie, the three of us. So we'll see. But I know Chappelle since he's a kid. And he was always a great kid. And I remember when I did Billy Madison, I did that with this guy, Bob Simons, his producer. He's the guy who got it all going for me and in the movies. And like a couple of years into it, we were at Bob's office in Chappelle. And I think it might have been his buddy Neil. Were at the office, and they were making half baked with Bob. And I remember just seeing how young and excited they were, just like I was young and excited.
Yeah,
so, you know, I see Chappelle on occasion, but we've never done anything.
Yeah, I saw him. He won the Mark Twain Humanitarian or Humorist Award, whatever it was. It was the Mark Twain Award, and they had all those comedians that came out and paid tribute to him.
Yeah.
But the fact that he walked away didn't he go to Africa for 12 years or something?
I don't know, man. He did walk away for a while, though, and then came back and took over. Yeah, he's great. He's a good guy, funny guy, smart as hell. And, I didn't see his Mark Twain thing either. That's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good. There was some pretty funny stuff on there. I did not see Chris Rock on there. I saw Sarah Silverman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's a whole group of people that Common was there doing a song. And like, they're just, it's a wide variety of people who paid tribute to him.
Speaking of Sarah Silverman, I was in a benefit charity poker game Saturday. And you didn't see anybody because it was on the internet, but you just saw their names and who you were playing against and how many chips they had. And Sarah Silverman was unbelievable at poker.
Hmm.
She was way up there on the board. She was leading the pack for a while.
But you never dated her growing up, right?
No. I knew her sister, Laura, she was in my class, and no, we never dated. But I knew the Silvermans very well. Very, very. My parents and Sarah and Laura's parents were good friends too. So, and yeah, they're hilarious, great people.
Do you have? Can you shoot hoops at your house?
Well, it's funny, I can, but I haven't been. I stopped the last month. I just stopped playing because my back and knees were aching so much. So I haven't been doing. How about you, Danny? Are you moving around at all, or just smoking cigars?
Well, at night I smoke the cigars. But and tequila, but I got the man cave here. I got my dojo.
It's unbelievable! It's unbelievable. Yeah. You know what I did last night? I cranked music and watched my wife stretch. She kept saying, "Come on, stretch. You need to." I kept going, "You're doing great. You're doing great. You're stretch." And she was like, "Damn, you're an idiot."
And what did you crank?
I cranked. I put on
Spotify pop hits. So I played the youthful tunes that were going and singing.
Never mind. You missed the joke.
I started all my years, no one's ever called it cranking. They're always like, what are you doing?
So your mom never said, Adam, what are you doing in there? Are you cranking?
Oh, he's cranking.
Hey, do you need a care package? We have some new t-shirts. I know that you only wear t-shirts. We have some, we got a Tom Brady t-shirt. It's called Tampa Bay.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool. Yes, I want that.
Do you want large or extra large?
Double X. Double X.
No.
Yes.
Have you let yourself go?
No, I mean, I mean, what are you supposed to weigh at 5'11"?
185.
Okay, well, then I let myself go.
Are you a two spins?
I would say if I guessed right now, I'm 208 right now. And I wear double X t-shirts because they feel better. They feel better. What do you wear? What size do you wear?
When I was, going through all my stuff, I was down to 188 and I was wearing a medium. Now I'm a large, but I'm about.
You were wearing a medium at your insanely high. You're what? 6'2"?
Yeah. Yeah. I was doing medium and then now I'm back up to large. So I'm 198.
Was your belly button showing in the medium though?
No, I actually had like a two pack.
By the way, I got this new app and I've been doing it. I'm just not eating right, but I'm doing pretty good. It's called Just 6 Weeks. And it's push ups and sit ups and chin ups and stuff.
Yeah.
And man, am I knocking out the push ups now? I can't believe it.
Yeah, but you're not doing it.
No, I am doing it.
I don't
understand how good I look. If I lost 60 pounds, I would look so good right now. But my arms are tight as hell. But my biceps are bulging. I just get covered in a little thick skin right now.
What else are you doing today? What's the schedule today at the Sandman House?
So I'm going to talk to the Safdie brothers. We're writing right now.
Wait, another movie after?
Some other movies. I'm doing a Hope movie that I talked to you about. You're going to be part of. I'm playing a scout. I scout a kid from over in Spain.
A basketball player.
For NBA, yes, yeah. With LeBron. It's cool. It's cool. LeBron's producing. And so I'm doing that. And then I'm...
How often do you talk to LeBron about this?
Me and LeBron don't talk about it, which is just a head nod. Right now it's a head nod. but I mean, I don't want to bother LeBron right now.
He's not doing anything.
So leave LeBron and let him rest. He's got stuff coming.
Do you have LeBron's number?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think if I made a few, I made a few phone calls, I could weasel at least three out of the seven digits. I could get maybe a 213 or a 3-1. No, I'm sure I could get LeBron's number. He's a good dude. We're good to each other.
All right. So you're going to talk to the Safdie brothers. You got another project. You got another movie or two.
Oh, I got a great Zoom call going tomorrow night. You want to get on?
With who?
It's all comedians.
No, why shouldn't be on a call with comedians?
Yeah, PTA's going to be on it too, who I texted yesterday. So come on the call. It's going to be fun. We're Zooming away. Comedians, PTA, Teddy from Netflix, who you love, Ted Sarandos.
Yeah, big deal there. Yeah, all right, maybe. But Paul Thomas Anderson, by the way, PTA, for those in the inner circle there. Did he respond to you that I wanted him on the show?
I brought up a hello, and then he said, where are you? When can we talk? And I said, we're Zooming Tuesday night, so I'm going to bring it up Tuesday.
Sounds like it's a no. But all right, I'm going to send you some shirts here. I don't know if I have double X, but
Not a no. It's not a no. It's going to be a yes.
I want X. I'm going to give you XLs as motivation here. I need, you know.
No. It'll be, how about you send me one of each?
Okay.
Just one of each, like, but the bland color make the double X, and then the color you know I would love make the XL. but I like, literally, I've worn XL maybe in the last 25 years.
I know.
I've worn XL maybe 3 or 4 months of that. I got down to the right weight for an XL.
What pants do you have on today?
Right now, they're shorts, and the shorts are so really, the string is broken. It sucked. I've been doing laundry here. You know I'm not good at doing laundry. I haven't done laundry since NYU days with her lady. And now, all of a sudden, I'm doing my laundry. Everything's shrunk and tight and disgusting, and people scream at me, let me do it. Just don't touch the machine.
I don't think your clothes are shrinking. All right.
Danny,
hey,
Danny,
yeah.
Don't hang up on me yet. I'm gonna tell you what happened. I did so good yesterday up until around 11:15, and then I saw this giant bag of chips, but on the front of the bag it said less, and I couldn't read what it said. It said less something, so I was like, hey, it must be less. So I, you know,
you ate a bag of chips.
I did eat about 3/4 of it, and then I left some crumbs for the
kids. Keep cranking, and I'll talk to you soon.
Say hi to Dan Atz. I love you. And are we going to do Zoom tomorrow night?
Yeah, sure. Put me on.
Zoom it.
I'll try to help him. All right. That's Adam Sandler. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We love it when we see an athlete reach their full potential and perform at the highest level. You should expect no less when it comes to your car's engine. Using lower grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that can build up over time and stop it from running at peak level. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Premium gasoline, it removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors, while also protecting against future buildup in one of the most critical parts of the engine, the fuel injector. This frees up the flow of fuel so you'll get optimal burn for peak performance and a rejuvenated, cleaner engine. You're giving your car the best conditions to stand up to whatever that day-to-day drive is going to be like and come through like a champ. So help your car reach its fuel potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Download the Shell app today. Fuel up at Shell.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X. and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Last call for phone calls, Matt in South Carolina. Hey, Matt, what do you have for me today?
Hey, what's up, DP?
Hey, bud.
A little best and worst of the weekend. Worst of the weekend, just not having the Masters. ESPN put out a little monologue with Wright Thompson, who I know you love as well. Just brought a tear to my eye about all the tradition that is kind of lost right now and really hoping we can get it back in November. Best of the weekend, the Cat Cave Derby, underdog Spiral Ham finally getting into the winner's circle. It's been a long time coming for the Ham fam, and in times like this, it's just nice to get a win.
All right, thank you, Matt. Yeah, Wright Thompson, he wrote a beautiful, beautiful article about Augusta. That dude can write. He can write. Bob in Florida. Hey, Bob, what do you have for me?
5'8". Two cheeseburgers under 200 pounds thanks to COVID, social isolation. Mm-hmm. And my best and worst of the weekend are Masters Rewind was my best. No Masters Live was my worst. And yeah. I have a suggestion for your Merle.
Okay.
Us Tampa Bay residents would rather see Tom in the new Color Rush uniform rather than the creamsicle uniform. Can you make that happen?
No, but thank you, Bob. No, it's creamsicle. Tom's going into the creamsicle uniform. That's it. I made an executive decision, and I made it. People have suggested maybe having Tom Brady in a Tampa Bay T-shirt instead of a football uniform. We start the mural tomorrow with Tom Brady in the creamsicle uniform. Paulie, this day in sports history?
Got a few. Jack Nicklaus on this date at age 46 won the Masters. 1997, Eldrick Tiger Woods won the Masters at age 21. And Seton has something for this day in history.
20 years ago today, it was when Metallica sued Napster over the rights of downloading music. Think of how crazy the reaction to that was then versus what we're living in now. Wild.
Napster. Final results of the poll question, McLevin.
Who would you be more excited about, Tua or Herbert? 54% said Tua.
All right. Fritzy, what did you learn on today's program?
The Sandman would pick Norm MacDonald, the community he'd most enjoy being quarantined with.
All right. McLevin?
Sounds like the Bengals, according to Zach Taylor, are going to take Joe Burrow.
Yeah, it feels like that. Unless, look, leave your options open. Seton O'Connor.
The Sandman's going to be shredded in just 6 weeks.
I don't think so. Paulie, what did you learn today?
Travis Kelce has nothing to do today.
Todd, what did I learn on today's program?
We all learned Travis Kelce thinks Pat will ultimately be making $50 million a year.
All right. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, all-around support. Those watching, those listening. Tomorrow on the program, the Seahawks quarterback, Russell Wilson. We'll talk to you then. Be safe. Be smart.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just 6 fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.